This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some legislation that could seem familiar. Every year, lawmakers pre-file legislation ahead of the next regular legislative session. These bills start to receive official numbers on December 1st. Most years, there are repeats from the previous session for one reason or another.
Presenting the ICCA Senate.
This year, Senator Nick Schorr of O'Fallon sponsored Senate Bill 984, a measure that would have created the Intoxicating Cannabinoid Control Act. He introduced his proposal to the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on February 12th.
Study after study, which I have here today, reflects that some of these products, these Delta 8 products that are in gas stations being sold to kids, have harmful chemicals, pesticides, and other unknown substances. These products actually got guidance from the FDA, which showed that this was not their intent with the Farm Bill to allow these types of products to be sold to children.
Senate Bill 1324.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County sponsored Senate Bill 1324. Her legislation would have enacted the Missouri Uniform Homeowners Association Act. She presented this measure to the Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee on April 15th.
A lot of folks, myself included, live in a neighborhood that is governed by HOA bylaws. I served as a trustee in my subdivision years ago, and I will maintain that it was the toughest elected job I've ever had, much harder than being a state senator or a state representative, because you're dealing with things that are really very personal to people. And, you know, because most of our constituents, quite honestly, they hold most of their wealth in their home. So, you know, people get very passionate about those things.
Senate Bill 989, basically.
Senator Jill Carter of Granby sponsored Senate Bill 989, which would have modified provisions relating to civil actions. She presented her proposal to the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on February 28th.
Senate Bill 989 basically kind of goes along with the Stand Your Ground laws. It just deals with the civil liability if you are found not guilty. Just strengthens that language just a little bit. It's one sentence, so.
This is a bill that we passed out of this committee.
Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City sponsored Senate Bill 888, legislation that would have modified the Pregnancy Associated Mortality Review Board. This bill later became a part of Senate Bill 1357. She presented her measure to the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on January 24th.
And we may need to do, just speaking with the department, to increase the number of members. But we want to have folks on this board that are from all parts of the state. And right now, we do not have that. And those areas that are most missing are the areas where our maternal mortality rates are the highest. As you are fully aware, Missouri is in the top 10 in the United States and have a higher mortality rate than many third world countries.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.